This is CliffCentral.com.
Calvin in the house.
Welcome, brother.
What up, Skipper Labo?
How are you doing?
All is well with me.
It's good to see you, man. I haven't seen you for a long time.
Yeah, man.
You've been traveling. You've been in the UK, I think.
Yeah.
And, Zambia, South Africa, everywhere.
Hey, been all over, blood.
Yeah. All right. So maybe this is what's happening now. Take me back a little bit to when you were just possibly 5 years old. I mean, yes. 6 years old. So 5 years, I hardly remember anything myself. So 6 years in primary school, what were you dreaming of? What were your aspirations as Calvin? Well, as Mclinio.
I actually don't know, man. That young, I don't know. To be honest, you don't want to like. But what I can tell you, when I was coming up, I wanted to play soccer, and I used to play soccer, actually.
Well, do you still play soccer, though?
Not even socially. I don't even play soccer, but I used to play soccer in school.
Uh-huh.
I even have awards for that, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But my passion changed over time, and I fell in love with arts,
uh-huh.
acting, that was the first thing.
All right.
Then the music thing caught up later on, and I ran with that.
So in primary school, what were you highly involved in?
Sports, actually. Like athletics, soccer, mm-hmm. baseball, tennis, swimming.
But you don't look like one of those people that were active in terms of sports, no?
Well, I was.
Okay, you were. And you don't do any of those now?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah. It's I'm not fit for that anymore.
No, you don't. It doesn't look fit at all.
What?
No, you don't. So, okay. When did you realize that you wanted to do music?
I think when I won my first talent show, mm-hmm. that was like 2001.
Mm-hmm.
I was now doing my secondary school.
Okay.
Education and stuff like that. So there was a talent show at school at the time,
mm-hmm.
and I participated in it, and I was an overall winner of all.
Wow. Dope.
Yeah.
Dope.
Some people were dancing, some people were singing, some people were doing this, some people were lip singing. Me, I was singing my own song.
Okay.
And I won.
So I'm going to move a bit to now.
Yeah.
In January 2017, there was like some controversy around you.
Yeah.
Going around and insulting Jesus and the whole Christian belief.
Yeah.
But initially, you started in the church.
Yeah. No.
You didn't start in the church?
Nah.
But then you, somehow you went into the church.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, tell me why this outburst on social media about Jesus, this and Christianity when initially you used to be in the church?
No, man. It was something like it was the second time that something tragic had happened in my life.
Yeah.
So at first first and foremost I was born again in 2007.
Uh huh.
Right. And I gave my life to Christ and stuff like that, blah, 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 blah. And then my father fell sick 2 years later. That was 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And then he passed on.
Gotcha.
So when he passed on, at that time, I couldn't understand, like, what, you know what I mean? Because, we were doing everything that we were told to do, pray for the sick, they shall heal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And stuff like that. But then we did all that, we fasted, blah, 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 and my father still passed on, and I couldn't understand, and I stopped going to church.
Okay.
That was before Facebook, anyway, so I didn't tweet about it.
Okay, so what then prompted you to tweet about it now? I mean, that's a year back.
Yeah. No, last year it was another. The thing is, then I reconciled with the church, mm-hmm. right? And stuff like that. So, and something happened again. So, there was a girl that I was dating at the time. You know what I mean? She got pregnant by me, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I was so excited about it because we were super official and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, and then we lost the baby. So,
Shame. So
it was January. So I was like, sure.
So is it the same girl that you are with now, or is it a different one?
No, it's a different one.
Okay, we're gonna touch on that.
Okay, let me put it this way. It wasn't me trying to be controversial or whatnot.
Uh-huh.
It was me just...
But hip-hop is about controversial.
Nah, but that wasn't a hip-hop situation.
Okay.
That was just an emotional situation, and I was reacting to it the only way I could know how at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I had actually dedicated this thing to, you know what I mean, the pregnancy to God and stuff
like that.
And I didn't stop alcohol. I started going to church and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, so I was actually, you know what I mean, prepared to actually live a positive life in terms of every other aspect of my, you know, of my being and stuff like that. And that happened.
And then you lost it.
Yeah, I lost it.
But what's your religious...
But then I apologized. Yeah. I apologized.
You did, yeah?
Yeah, because I was, you know what I mean? I was so emotional at the time. I wasn't even thinking straight. So,
okay.
So when I saw Badab from all that stuff, I realized like, oh, that was very unnecessary. All
right.
Because I'm a grown man, so I understood that.
But you know what I respect about your not the stand, I'll say a stand for now, is that you were able to, because in many cases when we do something wrong, or something that we feel is wrong, many of us don't actually admit that it was wrong. But then what I respect is that you admitted it, and then you actually put it out, like saying, listen, it was wrong.
Yeah.
But my question is, what's your religious stand at the moment?
No, me and God, we're cool, you know. Like, like for real, you know. Like, I put everything that I do in God's hands. Like, that's why I'm winning every day, you know. So I'm ahead of everybody.
Winning,
exactly. It's because like there's a higher power propelling me towards greatness and stuff like that. It's not just me. It's not my power. It's not my intelligence, why not? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, me and God were good, that's where I stand.
So you are homies, you're in the same WhatsApp group at the
moment. Exactly.
Okay, so there's a time when you said you're going to start singing jazz, you're moving from music, and there was like rumors or articles saying that you're going to sing jazz. Again, is it, because you're into hip-hop, so obviously you need to stay relevant all the time. Is this like, was this another stand, or this was just you trying to find another voice in a different genre?
No, here's the thing. It wasn't like a stunt, you know what I mean? Here's the thing.
But we look at it as stunts, not because
it's hip-hop. I know that, and I understand. Thank God I understand, because I'll be ranting at everybody also.
All right.
Every now and then I make something, you know?
Yeah.
Because I understand that that's what is expected from me. Mm-hmm. I'm a grown man, G, like... So I understand that there's certain things that people won't understand until I explain it.
Okay.
So sometimes people will run with the wrong information, and I'm like, don't worry, I'll correct it.
Okay, so correct me now. So now, maybe there's many people that are thinking it was another style to jazz.
Now, the thing is, I was just tired, you know what I mean? Like, we're coming from 2016 where I was robbed of 8 nominations.
Oh, is it Zimbabwe Hip Hop Awards?
Yeah, Zimbabwe Hip Hop Awards, where I was nominated 8 times and came
didn't
out.
Get one?
Didn't even get one, man.
Didn't they give to Mudiwa again?
They did, man.
Okay, let's move on.
You know what I mean? So here's the thing. The thing is, I felt like my album, even now, is still, because I'm passionate about what I do, especially hip hop, or music in general, I felt like it was very unfair of them to actually overlook a classic album, or overlook the effort, or overlook the fact that I was touring that year. I went to Germany.
Mm-hmm.
I did my own events. Yeah. I sold out venues, and I still
sold out venues.
Yeah,
fancy.
Like, yo, man, I sold out Blau, I sold out Big Four, sold out Wanga. So all that was overlooked, and it was pure hate.
Okay.
You know what I mean, towards me and the...
But then, for you, do awards verify what you're doing? Is it like a stamp of approval?
It is,
or for you, you don't care whether you win an award or you don't?
No, we have to care.
Okay.
Because that's what the outside world look at.
All right.
You know what I mean? Like,
but then on your personal note, is it something that you aspire to attain?
It's very necessary. It drives me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like... I don't want to be fake about it and be like, nah, I just do the thing for the passion. No, I do this thing because I want to build a brand.
Of course.
And if you're not accredited or awarded for your works, or, you know what I mean, it's hard to actually, for other people to take you seriously. Like, okay, who's Cal? What has he done? That's what people don't know you say. Mm-hmm. And the next thing they'll do, they Google.
But then what does it do to you when you don't win these awards? Like, now you're nominated 8 times at the Zimbabwe Hip Hop Awards and you never won a single one, but you felt you deserved. What does it do to you as an individual?
It kind of crushed my spirit. That's one thing for sure. You know what I mean? And it demotivated me. That's why I kind of like, I wanted to take a break off hip hop for a beat. Not like give up hip hop.
Yeah.
I even made a press statement saying that I'll put out my next album in 2018.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because I just wanted to prove a point that the guys that they awarded two years back, which is 2016, didn't deserve anything.
Okay.
Because they failed to take hip hop further than where we had left it. Like,
of course, yeah.
Or where I had left it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So do you feel like you're the current voice for Zimbabwe hip hop?
Yes. And I don't say that. I don't say that. I don't say that like arrogantly or whatnot. It's just the confidence. It's the confidence in me. Like I don't jump into like a playing field expecting to lose.
All right.
I don't get into the booth. You know what I mean? I don't get into the booth expecting to be, you know what I mean, not to be considered the best at what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Because if that's the attitude, then all these things won't matter.
Yeah, so you should just stop singing.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? So we all play to win and we all do everything that we're doing, trying to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say everybody else is not nice, but it's self-motivation. And I feel like from even on paper, what I've done, no other rapper is doing, you know what I mean? Because I'm self-driven.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have management.
So you do it yourself?
I do it myself.
Yeah.
I mix, master, produce, come up with songs, come up with events, put everything together.
But isn't that overwhelming for you when you're doing that? Or you have failed to find people that can actually work with? Because I want to touch on the business of music, your business of music in general in Zimbabwe.
I think it's overwhelming for those who are not doing it.
Okay.
To me, it's something that I have no problem doing because if it was, I probably would have given up long time ago or employ some people to take over my brand so that they can have credit.
You can have credit. But what is it about you getting the credit?
No, I'm just saying because it's easy. It's easier now. It's the easiest way out sometimes. But then, you know, imagine like you own 10% of your brand.
Yeah.
And everybody else takes 80% or 90% goes to other people. You know what I mean? It's kind of not the idea that I have.
So are you like a mini, okay, I'll give a very cliche example. Yeah. You know, Beyonce Knowles used to be managed by her father, Matthew Knowles, and then she pulled out of the management and she started doing it herself.
Yeah.
Do you think possibly because she has a clear understanding, or you have a clear understanding of your brand, that's why you opt to do that?
Yeah, it's about the vision.
Right.
It's about why am I doing it for?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I waking up in the morning and thinking, let me record?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what am I trying to do? What am I trying to achieve? People sometimes when you're trying to get people to run with your brand, they have ulterior motive.
Oh yeah, they do. Sometimes.
You know what I mean? And
sometimes,
they,
not all the time.
No, most of the times.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Most of the times, because them they're trying to make money.
Okay, but also it's making money for your brand. That's the thing.
They're trying to make money. That's the thing. That's the first thing. I mean, now the first thing is first you have to understand the vision. Let's achieve XYZ that I already got planned.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The money, I didn't chase it from day one.
All right.
It was growing the brand, putting it to the people. Some people are lazy to do that. They just want to, let's make money.
So who do you think is lazy with their brand in Zimbabwe? In the hip hop, because there's a lot of beef, you might as well throw it out there.
95% of rappers in Bulawayo.
In Zimbabwe.
Not in Bulawayo, in Zimbabwe, sorry. 95% of rappers in Zimbabwe are lazy.
Why? So who comprises your 5%? Besides yourself, who else
it's
do you think
me,
comprises?
It's me, I don't know, I can't consider XQ a rapper, right?
No,
so
no.
It's me, Stana, Jesus Christ, I didn't know with that few.
Do you realize you're actually just throwing shade at those that you didn't mention?
Man, wait, it's me, Stana, Sakura. Jesus Christ, man. I didn't realize without you.
Well, so me is throwing shit at everyone else. So I'm looking at like Modiwa, ASAP.
No, you know what?
Ten Diamond.
Hey.
All those people. You didn't mention them.
No, I didn't mention them. Not disrespecting them, though. But I'm saying like the... Okay, Ten Diamond is putting in work. Okay, last year you finally started working.
Yeah.
Which is, you can qualify to, but...
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because most of these other rappers, they're just getting credit, but we don't see what they're doing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, they just got popular because they're the only guys rapping at the time.
All right.
You know what I mean? But they don't do shows as much.
Mm-hmm.
Or they don't do their own events.
Mm.
They don't get booking.
Mm.
They don't put out albums.
Mm.
They only put one song out.
And that's it?
And that's
when
it. You know what I mean? And
okay.
They have friends in hot places to play their songs on radio stations and stuff. And stuff. So it's sometimes I always question like how is he even getting these awards?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That type of thing. So I feel like rappers are lazy in a sense that
lazy. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're lazy.
Listen, King Kong is one of your biggest songs. Just take me through the process of you putting it out there. What does it represent to you, and what do you hope it represents to somebody who's listening to it?
King Kong is it's a selfish song. Oh. It's about self-motivating yourself, or actually, you know what I mean? Not waiting for people to actually, you know, give you your credit for X, Y, Z.
So you're giving yourself credit.
Yeah. Oh. Like, you know, there's so much hate going around in everywhere, in the city, in the country, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So somebody can hear you on radio and actually hear that this song is dope.
Yeah.
But they'll throw shade at the moment they realize it's your song. They're like, oh, it's that boy. Ah, okay. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So sometimes it's okay to actually, you know what I mean, give yourself all then a notch at the back, like,
perfect.
It's a dope song. But not to say that you're being vain or whatnot. It's just
it's important. Having fun with it, you know? No, it's important to acknowledge yourself.
Yeah.
So we're talking about acknowledging yourself. And if you're working hard and you know you're working hard, it's important to pat yourself. So this is what King Kong represents.
Yeah, exactly.
And here is King Kong by Calvin. Right, welcome back. So we're still with Calvin, the king of hip-hop in Zimbabwe, right? Should we say that?
Nah, man, I'm not the king anymore. They crowned the new king somewhere there.
Okay.
I'm just the king at what I'm doing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we touched on the business of music, on your part. We touched on you, on your beliefs. Because, you know, many people don't think people that are into hip-hop have any beliefs at all.
Yeah.
We spoke about when you tried to do a transitional from hip-hop to singing jazz music.
Yeah. I shed light on that. That was just me expressing, yo, I've been singing all my life.
Okay.
But low-key. I never, channel all my energy into jazz and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But I've been low-key singing, and last year when I decided to take a break off hip-hop, I just wanted to do something serious about my singing.
But how long did you take the break for?
The whole year.
The whole year?
Yeah.
Okay. So when is the next album? Because
it's out already this year.
Okay.
I keep my word, man.
Damn it, there's so much going on. I mean, I have a challenge with people in the hip-hop. Make me understand, maybe I'm wrong. People in the hip-hop sector, a lot of us, like for example, one of our colleagues, ASAP, released an album in November last year.
Yeah.
And then soon after that, he did a single with, he collaborated with Represents Beats and Jay Dooms and Lee. Soon after that, he had another collaboration just, I think, last week. I mean, how do you go around that? Don't you have like some time frame for you to push your album or
I know, man,
give it some... You know, it's on life.
Yo, here's the thing. I always tell these artists or friends of mine or in the industry.
It's good you say friends.
You know what I mean? Like, let's focus on one thing.
All right.
At a time. And let it mature enough.
Yeah.
And then we can move on to the next thing.
Okay.
Right. Like you mentioned ASAP, you put out an album. I think his album is awesome, actually.
No, I love it. I love it.
Totally dope. But it's not just him. It's everybody else that I know. They put out albums, and they quickly shift their focus onto
something else.
And as we follow you, we don't follow what you gave us. We follow you. Where you're looking at is also where we're going to look at.
So we forget about what
we forget. Exactly.
That's a good one.
You get me?
Yeah.
Me, right now, I draw my album in January. But I draw my first single in November.
Last
King
year?
Kong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Yeah.
So ever since, I've been saying, Revenge of the Villain.
Yeah, yeah.
And it dropped in January. Now we're in February, going to March, and I'm still saying Revenge of the Villain. And now going on a tour with Revenge of the Villain.
Okay.
Every other thing that I've been featuring on, whether it was for other people's songs, I don't put it above what I'm pushing.
Mm-hmm. True.
You know what I mean? I just focus on one thing. But people, you know.
So would you say we lack focus in the music space?
Yes. Because
like now, I mean, like you're saying, if you release a project
or
a product, and if your attention is shifted quickly to the next thing, people are going to follow your eyes.
Yeah.
So you are literally like their eyes.
Exactly. So they're watching you.
We are watching you.
Yeah.
So then what's the best way to going about it? How have you done? How have you kept people focused on your project?
The thing is social media.
Okay.
I use social media. That's where I market my music.
You also use social media to fight with people, though.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
So that's what I'm saying. Everybody is watching you.
Uh-huh.
So now you have to know what to feed people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And how to feed them, how to kill them. Because at the end of the day, and that's how you realize that social media is quite strong and effective.
It's incredible, yeah.
You know what I mean? So artists haven't realized that. So they just flood their timelines with all sorts of craziness and stuff like that, and they talk about soccer, they talk about TV series, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They talk about Black Panther, which is a cool movie, by the way. But
did you watch it?
Yeah, I did.
Did you like it?
Very much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No, we're gonna talk about it.
Exactly. So, but not to say that you don't have to be social about, you know what I mean, or keeping up with the trends and stuff like that. But I'm just saying, as an artist, you have a responsibility to actually control your timeline.
Mm.
In as much as I want to talk about all these things, I still have to feed people more of what makes
you
me.
Exactly.
So other people
get in here. You're making sense. No, I think it's one thing that I still, when you understand your brand and you understand what you're doing, it's very important to know where to drive people's attention to.
Exactly, yeah.
So I feel even sometimes we take so much of our personal lives on social media that when people now start melding into your stuff, you start comparing with but you drive them to that space.
Exactly.
So you need to be able to know how to control people, people's eyes through your eyes using social media platforms.
Exactly.
And you're doing well.
Because I decide what people know about me. Sometimes I purposefully put things out there.
Okay.
Because I want you to know that. Now, I don't want you to know this other stuff that I'm doing on the left side. You know what I mean? I want you to know this other thing. So, but, you know, it's something I feel like it's lacking in the music industry in Zimbabwe. You know what I mean? And stuff like that. And that's how even promoters get confused. Now we don't know that. What does Kilmo do, by the way? So like, no, but Kilmo is the best rapper. Then it's Google Gilmo. And they Google Gilmo. Then they realize Gilmo is talking about too many things and nothing about his music.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? They're like, they have a hard time finding, locating your music. Mm. Where can we find his music?
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize his music has only got 2 plays online.
Exactly.
So how is he a big artist with 2 plays, 3-4 downloads, no album, the whole year, no booking? You get me?
No, I get you. I feel you.
People don't know.
I feel you, brother.
Yeah.
You had a lot of beef going on with POY and possibly a few more other people that we didn't get to publicize about. What's this thing about beef? But I know you guys kissed and made up.
Okay,
we made up.
None of the above.
But you guys are okay now.
Yeah, we do. Yo, big homie, man. You know me. We
but
just
what, I mean, is this like a stunt? Because again, I'm going back to, is this like a publicity stunt when people fight in the hip hop space? Or it's actually legit that you actually have arguments and then you decide to take them to press and get people knowing about it?
No, the thing is, especially with my brand now, where it's at, is I don't have to go to the newspaper to break a story. They're already following on social media. That's what I'm saying. We have to be careful what we put out there. I have to be careful what I put out there.
Yeah.
I have to be mindful of what I'm feeding people.
Uh-huh.
So whenever I have an argument, it's worth a story for them.
Mm.
If it's successful, it's a success story, it's a story for them.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's one of those things, and being that POY is also a brand in the city, you know what I mean? And we just had this, he just misquoted quoted me on a certain freestyle that I'd done. Mm-hmm. He thought I was throwing jabs at him.
So is he the one who started it, or you started it?
Well, I can say I started it because I mentioned him. but I wasn't dissing him.
Okay.
So I can take that and say, maybe I started it.
So was it purposefully done that you decided to take it on a song or into...
It was purposefully done, but not to...
So it was a stunt?
It wasn't a stunt, because here's the thing.
It so was it your it anger was, not controlled?
No, it was fitting. No, it was a punchline. It's what something that we call punchlines. It was fitting for that.
Can I punch you and line you now?
Nah.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it was fitting at the time because I was talking about certain things, and his name and his profession was perfect fit for that thing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really, it's more like saying, it's more like saying what? Gilmore T and oh, that MTV base, oh, the thing that you're doing.
MTV Sugar.
MTV Sugar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's say I'll say, I'm bringing MTV Sugar like Gilmore T. You know what I mean?
All right.
It was one of those type of lines.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So he thought I was actually making fun of him.
But all right.
It wasn't really, because I even, before him, I mentioned Nkavu.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Joshua.
Yeah.
And it led to his name, so he was acknowledging names which were actually worth mentioning.
Uh-huh.
And then he started making a big deal about it, then things went left, and you know, media, they're like, ooh, boy, you say this, I'm like, why? He's like, nah, I don't know, he's saying he's gonna put out, then he put out a diss track, then,
because... Did you challenge the diss track?
Yeah.
You did, okay.
Yeah.
Like everyone in the hip-hop, they challenge everything.
Nah, not me, you have to have a name first, you know what I mean, like...
Ooh, yeah. Okay. So if you're listening, Kelvin is saying if you don't have a name, just sit down and not... have a
don't even bother yourself.
Don't bother yourself, because no one knows who you are.
Yeah,
that's what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, but POY is a big brand, so it's more like Custom Universe. If Custom Universe was to diss me,
mm-hmm.
I'll be happy.
Because it's getting people to know you.
Yes, and yeah. I'll actually respond to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm like, so that people can know I'm there, yeah, and I'm very active. Mm-hmm. But if it's somebody who's actually lesser in rankings than me, it's actually helpful for them if I respond. You get me? So I don't do that. And POY, respectfully, I to respond because it's a big brand.
Okay.
Yeah. But then we ended up because in the first place, it wasn't really, to me, a genuine beef. It was just a misunderstanding.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I couldn't hold, it wasn't like grudge or anything.
So you guys do talk, you chill out.
Yes.
Buy ice cream, Mama Frozen.
Not ice cream. Maybe gin and vodka.
But you also need to. A lot of people eat amapute and amafrozen. I do that, so maybe you guys are catching up on the beef and chickens and stuff like that.
Boy.
Word. Tell me who influences your music, because I know you've done a collab with Casper Nyovest,
yeah.
You've done collabs with a few other people.
Yeah.
You have made up with Boy. But what are your musical influences?
Okay, I can start with people who I was looking up to, like, when I was starting, like, Jay-Z.
Okay.
First and foremost, because he was one of the people that we had his tape at our house.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So your house was already hip-hop?
Yeah. It was already hip-hop. My cousin put me onto some hip-hop. I was 10 years old. 1996, man, you know? So, yeah.
I'm going to try to calculate that for him. Yeah.
I'm 32 now, okay?
Okay. Cool. Yeah, don't. You don't look 32, but hey, let's move on.
Hey. So yeah, I've been looking up to people like Jay-Z, Snoop Dogg, you know what I mean, in my upcoming days and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then obviously the culture changed, new styles, new rappers came up with new styles, and I looked up to those people.
Uh-huh.
Then new styles, yeah. And new rappers, you know what I mean? So it keeps been evolving with times and stuff like that. I used to like rapping in English.
Okay.
Now, I hardly rap totally in English.
So you're doing Ndebele most of the times?
Yes.
In Toronto?
No.
Ndebele?
Yeah.
So what sets you apart, actually? Because, you know, sometimes when you listen to a South African, we'll come back to this.
Mm-hmm.
When you listen to a South African artist, we from the southern part of Zimbabwe, somehow sounds like them. But what makes you different from being compared to South Africans and being compared to anyone else who's within Zimbabwe?
No, it's just relatability. Like, people, whatever you put out there on your songs, you have to be relatable to people who are actually the first people to listen to your music. Like, our slang and their slang, that side is different.
Okay.
In as much as people think that we're trying to sound South African, yeah, we came from South Africa, but Ndebele. Right, so obviously
we're chased out by Shaka Zulu.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we just took a stroll. Yeah. I don't know about that. You know what I'm saying? Right. But I feel like we're gonna sound like Zulu rappers or Xhosa rappers because we are actually from same tribes in a way. But as the more we moved away from South Africa in the second year, our tongue changed and they really changed. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Our accent might be the same, but our words are different.
Yeah.
So that's what sets me aside from South African rappers, because even South African rappers were like, why do you say this? I was like, that's what we say.
That's how I say it.
You know what I mean? As we say, Gyafanana. Them, Gyafanana.
Gyafanana, yeah.
Well, when I saw it's certain differences that sets.
It's killing your ass. It's killing you.
I told you, don't bring that into the topic, my G.
Set us apart, right?
So, and I mix it up with English and stuff like that because... Yeah.
But you keep shining, brother. You are nominated for an award. Where is the award nominated? Because you're the only one from Zimbabwe nominated.
Yeah.
Just tell me about it. Maybe you might as well ask people to vote for you.
Oh, yeah. There's People's Choice. What? African? But they're happening in America again.
Okay.
It's the second time I've been nominated in America.
Well done. Congrats,
yeah,
bro.
So...
We'll put it up on Twitter.
Actually, yeah, bless, man. So, because yeah. I forgot totally. What's the name? Sorry. You know what
Wow,
I mean?
Such an honor. So, I mean, you've been listed many times, though.
You've
been on MTV, you've been on the African hip-hop listings, and in Zimbabwe, they say you've been listed many times.
Yeah.
Doesn't this make your head grow bigger?
Nah, man. It doesn't. That's what I'm saying. Like, it has everything to do with maturity, probably. I've failed more than I've succeeded. So, now... I don't trust success to stay for a long time.
Man,
so I don't let it get into my head so much because tomorrow I'll be replaced. You know what I'm saying? You know, so you have to keep it level. You know what I mean? Level minded, but work hard. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Talk about Shine. That's your other single we're going to play just now.
Yeah.
You keep shining, like I'm saying. What is Shine to you?
Shine is like a motivational song again.
So you're about motivation. Should be a pastor, Calvin.
Eish. Come on, you're gonna take me back there. All right, cool. Like this, it's actually talking to young people out there, like who look up to me. Like somehow we make it look easy. That's why maybe you see that now there's so many people trying to rap because we've made it so easy, made it look so easy and stuff like that. But
which is a good thing sometimes.
Yeah, but we hardly tell people that it's been hard. You know, or people have never seen us struggling. They always see us now on TV, hear us on radio, see us on shows. But this one, I'm saying, okay, despite all the glitz and glam that you see around us, there's always a hard time.
Yeah.
So when you experiencing the hard time, trying to get up there, don't give up.
Oh, yeah?
Because if you maintain and keep your mind level or level-headed mind, whatever.
You shine
like the stars in the sky.
So shining like the stars in the sky here is Shine by Calvin featuring... Is anyone featuring?
Yeah,
featuring
Jungle Boy.
Jungle Boy.
Yeah,
so
man.
He's a boy in the jungle. He is Shine.
Yeah, he's the coolest jungle boy.
They might go trying to bring you down. They might go say you're not good enough. They just don't want you. And realize that you're better than them. They might go try to bring you down. They might go say you're not good enough. We just don't want you to rise. And realize that you can shine. You can get level so my shine. You can get level so my shine. Don't let them tell you what you can and what you can't be. Don't let them lead you in the path to have your own kid. Ain't nothing wrong with reaching out for some help, but don't let anybody take control of your life, kid. Yeah. Sungesiqale best years. Dlala ngamabala bongathi sike mahlekisi. Bebelala ngathi bephuka impambo bethi yasinda. Manje bona intwana ifaka isivisa.
Coolest monkey in the
jungle. Wow. I mean, we have Calvin. I mean, we've been talking about a lot of things, and I want to know more about your beef with Sky's Metro FM, that whole thing. where you started from and where we are right now, because you keep being in beef. I don't know why you don't like chicken and pork, but you're always in beef. So where are we now? How did you start and where did you progress to?
Okay, first and foremost, may I speak my mind? You know, like I've learned that change comes by being honest with yourself, you know, and making people understand you through honest opinions about certain things. If you don't like certain things, just speak against them.
Sorry to cut you. Yeah. But you know, especially in Bulawayo and in Zimbabwe, because we are based in Bulawayo and in Zimbabwe as a whole, the moment you speak your mind out and you don't agree with certain things, with certain structures, you are called a hater and you are banned from certain spaces. I've been banned from certain spaces because I speak my mind out.
Yeah.
But I always feel like when you speak your mind out in public, you're interested in the growth of a certain institute.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean it's hate. But I mean, for me, that's my experience. I don't know about your experience.
Yeah, with me, like I say, like I don't owe nobody anything. You know, nobody has credit for anything that I've done. So
besides God.
Yeah, besides God, besides God, Lava pants. So, you know what I mean?
Again. Yeah.
Because, so when I express myself something, against something, or my thoughts against something, like, yo, I don't like that. I don't like what you're doing there. I don't like how you're treating me or treating that person. Mm-hmm. It's not because I hate you. It's because I genuinely don't like it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It might come off as if I'm a hater.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? But it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what happened with the Sky Metro situation. There was some, first and foremost, it was some financial thing that had occurred.
So they cheated you on money?
Not really, they delayed.
Okay, no, that's right. Because I'm sure I'll be banned again if I say this, just like you were banned.
No, they delayed the payment. So that's where the frictions kind of like started, you know what I mean? But then it was corrected, but later on, and I was getting frustrated because they delayed.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They're not explaining to you.
Yeah, they kept saying, oh, tomorrow, today, you know, until it was 3 months later.
Yeah, but I saw an article in the newspaper that you guys are now okay. You
spoke
and you sat down. You had an interview on Sky's Metro. Which is a good thing that you made out with them.
Yeah, but that was not for a different situation, you know what I mean? Because after they pay me, we're all cool again. We're all blessed.
But were they playing your music?
Yeah, they were.
Okay.
Until they put out the, what you call this thing? The nominations list.
The Sky's Metro Awards. Music Awards?
Yeah.
All right.
And there was no hip hop categories in that.
And hip hop has done so much in Bulawayo and Zimbabwe as a whole, though.
Exactly. Yeah. And I felt like, you know what I mean? Hip hop was used.
Mm.
You know what I mean? As foundation for your station and stuff like that.
So you feel that they used hip hop to set the station.
Yeah, exactly.
And then later on dump you like.
And then they kicked us to the curve. You know what I mean? So and I had to stand for what I believe in, which is hip hop. You know what I mean? For hip hop I'll kill you.
Wow.
You know what I mean? That's how serious or how dedicated and to this culture I am, you know what I mean? So I spoke for hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
So when I spoke for hip hop, they didn't understand which angle was coming from. So I told them.
So you misunderstood, like how poor misunderstood you.
Exactly.
So they keep misunderstanding you.
Yes. Because they always want us to be politically correct about everything.
That's the thing, which is the biggest thing, because I feel if we are going to be politically correct about every stuff that we do, we're never going to grow.
Exactly.
We're going to remain stunted growth.
Yeah. So
we won't go anyway.
So I told them, I was like, okay, cool, if that's the case, then don't play my music if you're not going to acknowledge hip-hop.
So they pulled out your music?
Yeah, then they stopped playing my music. But then they put the hip-hop category, but then they continue not playing my music.
But did you get nominated when they put it back?
Nah.
Damn, so that was a slap, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it had been bad blood ever since that time until recently we had to sit down because I felt like after my son, you know what I mean? When I had my son.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk about your son, man. I'm gonna talk about your son. I wanna give him some shine. Come on now.
You know what I mean? So when I had my son, man, when I was blessed with my son, man, I had different vibes, you know what I mean? Different energy. Now like, hey, I'm a man now. I need to also be a bigger man also in this situation.
Yeah.
You know, I wanna and stuff like that because a lot of people are looking up to us as brands.
Yeah,
not as individuals anymore, like as brands, the Calvin brand, this Sky's Metro brand.
Yeah.
So and we have to take the city forward. And I feel like me and Sky's Metro FM, we have the same goal as far as the city is concerned. And I felt like maybe if I don't bring it up, it won't come up.
Okay. You already touched on fatherhood. That was gonna be my next question. I mean, how is fatherhood? I mean, congrats on the
thank
little
you,
boy,
man.
The little young man.
Yeah.
How is fatherhood? I mean, how has it changed you now, and how is it basically?
I just like positive vibes right now, man. I don't wanna, you know, be in bad spaces with people and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So that's how positive this situation of me being a father has added into my life. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in a happy space, man. Like, I love my son, man. Like, even after this, I'm going to see my son, man. You know what I mean? Like,
were you there when he was being bad?
Yes, I was the first person to hold him, actually.
So you were there watching and checking all that shit out?
No, I wasn't really watching, but, you know, I'm checking.
But you were there.
Yeah. First. Exactly.
But I might ask a very uncomfortable question.
No, it's okay.
You were in a relationship with someone, and then you guys, there was an article that you guys dumped each other in, I think, November or something, 2017. Mm. And the next thing, you got engaged. And then the next thing, you have a son. What happened there? Like, how did this all happen? Was it dumping because you were already with someone, or what happened?
Nah, it never happened.
But then, what's this thing that we keep reading that you, November?
Like, I'm telling you, like, right now, if you were to post something about me on Facebook, some media personnel or whatever would run with it, like it's an article, and write anything.
All right.
So it's like the shorty I was dating at the time, what she did was to post something which wasn't really specific per se.
Okay.
And then they thought it was directed to me and it was a breakup.
So it's always mileage for you that way then.
Yeah, and me, I use that vibe for that. I use that energy, man. You know what I mean? To actually. You know what I mean? To keep me moving. And I realized, it's like, wow, I'm more like a Kardashian now.
So you're called Calvin Kardashian.
That's how funny thing. That same day when that newspaper article came out, that's when I did the song Kardashian.
Okay. Well, there is a song Kardashian.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
That's why you saw it post probably. That's why I say Calvin Kardashian. Yeah. I was actually working on that song because I was laughing at that situation. Like, I feel like I'm a Kardashian because everything that I do is always in the news.
Mm.
Everything I say is always in the news.
Yeah.
And every girl I date is always in the news.
Now you're saying,
the homie's mad because I'm in the news.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So.
So, I mean, obviously the new boy is now in the picture. That's a lot of hard work for you as a father.
Yeah, and it wasn't about the baby.
It wasn't about?
No. Cause
what's
thing,
his name? We need
his name is King Calvin Jr.
King Calvin. So it's actually King Calvin or his called
King.
Calvin.
Yeah, first
so
name
So the best decision, King.
Yeah.
Calvin.
Yeah.
Julia.
Yeah, it's not only position, it's actually his name.
Damn it.
That's what it's going to be, so the King, man.
No. Has he already started throwing some rapping vibes, some music vibes?
It did more vibe on one of the crystals I was doing. It's there on Instagram, man. You know what I mean?
Did you see yourself when you're talking about him? You're like very calm. You're collected. I think this young man calms you, bro.
Hey, man, he's a blessing, man.
That's dope. Yeah. That's dope. And what's the future like for you? Because I know you're not only concentrating on your music, but you also have youngsters that are under your label. And just tell us briefly.
Yeah, man, like, the vision really never changes. It just improves, you know what I mean? Like, I don't jump ship. Like I told you, man, I'm focused.
Mm-hmm.
Started this thing in 96. I'm still going to do it until I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just improving here and there. It's just maybe... It's a learning curve. Every year, I'm learning something. I'm learning the business behind the music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm improving here and there. I'm understanding the things of contracts. I'm understanding the things of bookings. I'm understanding... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So every year, we're learning and improving what we've already been doing and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to switch careers. I'm not going to... I'm just going to continue helping my boys too. I'm going to do shows. I'm going to do visuals. I'm just going to try to reach out to bigger brands to align my name
with
stuff like that.
Important.
And make sure that by the end of the year, I'm 100% an international artist. Because right now, I'm almost there. Every year, I do one international trip.
Yeah.
1 year. This year, I want to do a lot of those so that I can be a force to reckon with and stuff like that. Yeah.
Bravo.
Bless, man.
So you plan to travel with a little young man?
Yeah. Definitely, man. Like, at the awards this year, maybe I might pull up with him. You know what I'm saying?
That's like a DJ Khaled kind of vibe, though.
Hey, like I say, you never stop learning and getting inspired by people who are doing it good. You know what I mean? So it's positive vibes. If TJ Khaled is doing it out of happiness and joy for his young men, that's the thing to emulate and you know what I mean, help you grow and stuff like that. I'd rather spend more time with my son than fighting people.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's what children do to you, man. You grow up. You grow up faster.
Yeah.
Any wedding bells along the line?
Yeah, definitely, because it's expected. We're in the people, we're in the spotlight.
Yeah.
Everything that we do, we're going to be held accountable, man. Right. You know, young people are looking at us or looking up to us like we role models and stuff. So even if you do something like having a baby, somebody will want to have a baby. So if you don't talk about chill on the baby making thing until
baby
you
just,
you might lead somebody astray. So we have this responsibility. Well, okay, now I have a baby in my life. How am I going to handle the situation? So I'll keep talking about it. I'll keep encouraging young people not to chill on it.
Yeah.
I'll keep
just calm down,
being exemplary in my actions and stuff like that, and trying to. You know what I mean? Inspire, because that's what's up. Positive vibes daily.
Talking, I have to let you go, but it was amazing, bro, chilling with you and just understanding where you're coming from, where you're heading.
Yeah.
But we're going to close, we're not going to push your song now, but we're going to close with your song, Lover.
Yeah.
You're talking about a lot of love from
your
son,
possibly
getting married, for young people.
Yeah.
What does Lover featuring Mai mean to you? I mean, what was the vibe when you put out the song?
Yeah, it's about love. You know what I mean? Like, it's about...
You sound like you found love with the son, man.
Yeah. Here's the thing. The thing is, like, telling somebody that you've known for a long time, like, you know what I mean? I'm sick and tired of dozing you. I'm sick and tired of being in the love zone.
Yeah.
Or friend zone, sorry. In the friend zone. Keeping each other in the friend zone thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I want to be a lover now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a commitment type of thing. It's like, I want to do it. I'm committed to do it now. I'm sure of it now. I want to throw 100% of my energy towards it and stuff like that. And let's do it. It's an assurance type of song to somebody that you love. And yeah.
Come on, Pastor Love. So we're going to shut down. We're going to shut down the show with Calvin's Lover.
Yeah.
But I want to get a hold of you.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I get a hold of you?
Yeah, I'm on social media, man. Like, you can check out my website first and foremost. www.cal-vin.com. Or you can check out my social media pages. Like, Facebook is cal-vin. It's a verified page.
Okay, verified.
Then on Twitter and Instagram, it's the same handle. It's IMCAL_VIN.
Okay. So same I am Carl _VIN.
Yeah, but I'm not that active on Snapchat though.
Oh, you don't exit?
Yeah.
Listen, bro. Yeah. Thank you so much. The future is bright and shining for you, and we keep pushing.
Yeah.
We are happy for you on Clip Central.
Hey, man. Thank you very
and
much.
And we're very excited to have you on Clip Central.
Hey, bless up, man.
Bless, brother. So if you're listening, please make sure you engage with Calvin on all his social media platforms. On Twitter, he's at @IamCal_Vin. And you can also interact with me at @GuillermoTWE and at @ClipCentralCom using the hashtag GTWEVibe. But for now, we want to create awareness on HIV AIDS. So here is 5 minutes with Shuza. That's how we do it on
South Point. This is Kinsani's Story Part 2. So yes, I'm still all about Lionel, my English teacher, my secret lover, my everything. Lionel, your love is like sudden rain on a summer's day. It feeds my soul and gives me life. This love will last forever. My best friend Zulu still disapproves, but it's my choice and she needs to back off. Then I started feeling queasy all the time.
Kenzie, are you okay?
I think I even put on a few kilos. I brush it off until my girl Zulu sets me straight.
Okay, Kenzie, you need to just stop being stupid. Let's see. Drinks don't taste the same. You're vomiting all the time. You're tired all the time. You are pregnant.
I can't pee. Dude, I'm only 15.
And then she forced me to take a pregnancy test. I shouldn't have been surprised, but I was.
Shh. You're pregnant. What are you going to do?
I can't tell my parents, and I can't get an abortion.
So that leaves you with what?
What if I tell Lina?
Lina's got a family of his own.
I'm just saying. Look, babies, they are a gift from God. What if he actually wants this baby?
Kensani, you need to have an abortion.
But I'm not giving up my baby because I know I have nothing to worry about. Lionel loves me. It just means we can be together now. Our baby is the answer to all our problems. I went to tell Lionel the wonderful news.
Sunny, what are you doing here?
I have something that I need to tell you.
Not yet. You can tell me tomorrow at school.
I'm pregnant.
What? How do you know?
I took a test.
Oh, come here. How do I even know that it's mine? Huh? Look. The next time I see you, you better have gotten rid of it. Don't you set foot in my house again. And if...
How can this be happening? How can my perfect love story unravel this way? I was so stupid. Why did I go to his house?
I stay lost inside my tears, knowing it's too late now. It's too late now.
Pretty soon, I saw that Lionel, Mr. Masango, had moved on. There was a new girl for extra lessons, and what we had seemed like a distant dream. I finally woke up and realized that I had to do something. Zulu tried, but no ways was I telling my parents. The pastor's daughter pregnant? What a cliche. I took matters into my own hands.
Kensan, am I like a take both before you eat? Or after, actually, doesn't matter. Just don't be alone.
Oh, why?
Just in case something bad happens, someone should be around. Sometimes the body rejects the pills, so that means you have to take a second dose. I can give you a second dose if you want. Listen, I'll give you a discount, okay? 2 for 300. So I know how to do it. Is that right here? I've done this a lot of times.
The stupid pills didn't work. Zulu made me do the right thing and go to the clinic. Sister Noma Langa was one of the nice nurses. Maybe she could help me.
What is it?
You're 21 weeks alone.
What does that mean?
It means we can't perform a termination.
Is it because I don't have permission from my parents? Or...
No. You don't need permission from your parents for an abortion.
Then why can't I have this one? It's normal life.
It's illegal to perform an abortion after 20 weeks, unless you're available to high risk and to me you look perfectly healthy.
I can't have this baby. I can't.
There are other options. There's adoption.
No, my parents can't know.
I can go with you to speak to your parents.
No, Ka. Stupid pills didn't work.
Can't find what pills are you talking about? Those Backstreet pills.
They had pamphlets and posters.
It doesn't mean those things are legal.
Then what was I supposed to do? Yes, it's normal language.
Kent, you can't just take pills without a professional nurse or a doctor to advise you. That could lead to an incomplete abortion.
If you had just come earlier, a nurse could have given you more options. I'm sorry, Kenzie. I really am.
22 weeks. My life is over. I had run out of options. Except one.
Mommy, Gordon. My solution. Hello, Mr. Mkova.
Kenzie, no. This is what you wanted me to do, Zulu. So back off.
Hi, is it too late to come?
I did what needed to be done. I'll be fine. My parents will never know I was ever pregnant.
Mr. Mukawa, I thought there was somebody else.
Sorry, where's the doctor?
You're looking at him. Look, but I've done this before, okay? Okay, come. I have another appointment today. No.
Just please don't
Okay, Kensani. I'm going to call you Brandy and then lay on the bed.
Go to plan. What was I thinking?
The doctor said how long have been babies and for how long.
But he also said that you could have died. Kinsey, you lost so much blood.
I should have taken care of it sooner than none of this would have happened.
I'm gonna tell your parents. But Kinsey, this has gone on for way too long. You have to tell them about Mr. Masango.
No, yes.
Kinsey, please. Promise me you'll tell them about Mr. Masango.
The consequences of your choices are never clear up front. I wish I had never met Lionel. He ruined my life. There comes a time where you have to grow up. Sometimes you choose it, but sometimes life forces you to. I told my parents everything. Mr. Masango was arrested for statutory rape. My life is completely different now. But I'll get through this. I will make better decisions. Just wait and see.
Finally, we have to shut down the show, and we were with Kelvin, and he was just telling us about music and the business of music, the beef that goes on, the girls that he was dumping, the beef that he was having with guys, Metro FM, the insults he threw at Jesus, him making out with Poi.
And Jesus.
And Jesus, too. But it was a good one, yeah?
Hey, bless, man.
We enjoyed it.
And human, thank you very much for giving me a platform to express my human side. People have what I expect from us, you know?
Yeah, no, people always think you're a bitch in many cases. So it's always nice to know that you're not a bitch. So yeah, man, you guys can continue the conversation on our social media platforms, but we'll be back again next week on Friday, 1 p.m. here on Cliff Central. And the website, if you're going to live stream, is www.cliffcentral.com. Until then, God bless and enjoy the rest of your listenership here on Cliff Central. My name is Guillermo T, the Global Citizen, and goodbye.
I'm reading your show. You know me better than that. Inko babu ya baha. When I look at Oko, Inko
This is CliffCentral.com.